T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This all goes state by state, doesn't it? And New York has a law where you can record somebody.
Every state has its own rules and regulations on the recording side, and the canons of ethics seem not to address the issue effectively, and therefore people going into recording business, like obviously Michael Cohen is doing, looking, you know, with enthusiasm at prospective royalties, he did okay.
If he told Chris Cuomo, the reporter, that he wasn't going to record the conversation and then set his phone up and stuck it in the desk drawer, is there a crime being committed there, an ethical breach?
Probably not. It will simply, however, be based upon the interpretation of New York law. When you're dealing with people like Michael Cohen, you got to know he's lying, no matter what he says.
Bill, which brings us to the greater topic here, whether we're talking about ethics and stuff. Have you ever seen the situation you go in, you're sitting there talking about a payment to try to suppress a quote-unquote story, which is, there's a question about whether it's a story or not, because it's an account by a Playboy model, right?
Yeah, this has got nine levels of weird to it.
It's just nine levels of weird to it, and you wind up being taped by your lawyer? I mean, now he's releasing it.
But the lawyer understood exactly with whom he was dealing.
That's true. That takes reality TV to a new level, right?
He was protecting himself.
But let's look at.
So you think Cohen was wanted to have the goods on Trump? So if everything went kablooey, he could say, "Hey, I've got to."
Absolutely, he was not going to take the fall for making the deal.
Well, Trump has a reputation for recording people too. It's not like Cohen's the only one.
No,
Trump has a reputation for having help with some master recorders, a guy named Putin.
But moving this thing out, one more ripple in the pond is what they were talking about, which is this dealing with, you know, with the National Enquirer and its publisher, and this entire operation is essentially one big protection scheme, isn't it?
He is doing his best to make sure that the broadcast and the podcast and the publication will only occur on his watch. He wanted to buy all of the evidence, control it all, so it'll be released in the way in which he wishes to release it.
You know, this is something that's part of the part of journalism that you don't get taught in schools and you don't hear about. But there is this side of it where it's pay to play, where publications like the Enquirer go out and pay for quote unquote stories, you know, and also people sell them, and they collect stuff on celebrities, on politicians, and everything. And it's up to them to decide to use it or not use it.
Can we be clear here and make it clear to people who may be listening to this, that's not how it works here?
No, exactly. Now, if this...
People may not want to believe that, but trust me, that's not how it works here.
Right, but on the other end, I will tell you that sometimes I've had to explain that to people that's not how we operate, because they've had to operate on this other way. But there is a market in there for this type of thing. And just think about it. I mean, we have this deal where somebody comes to you and says, I have a story, quote unquote, give me $130,000. Is that news, or is that turning around and making a message to the guy who or gal who you have the quote-unquote story on, that it's time to get a hold of a lawyer and come to me and talk about quote-unquote buying it?
Usually you go with the lawyer early on. You don't go try to make the deal without the lawyer. Please, don't invade our duties and our responsibilities.
Willie Brown Esquire says get a lawyer. Yeah.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.